Hey, everybody. Did you know that Jennifer Lopez is responsible for an American culture shift? Oh, yes, she is.
Okay, San Francisco, damn. I thank you for tuning in. Dede LaFrac, keep it real. Won't you tell it like it is? Bohemian woman up in San Francisco. Talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know. The dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories. I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
Hey there, Dede Dam here for San Francisco Dam. This is your show for Friday, April 12th, 2024. I'd like to say thank you to my day ones, my regular listeners, and two new listeners. I think you guys are the best. Of course, happy birthday to all of my birthday children, wherever you are in the world. I hope you're having a beautiful birthday. Let's get right into it. Lord have mercy, Jennifer Lopez, I'm bringing this up instead of talking about San Fran Fentanyl, the well-deserved nickname and the reason why this platform was created 4 years ago, the fourth anniversary, demystifying dystopian San Fran Fentanyl. So that said, I won't be talking about dystopian San Fran Fentanyl on this episode. Now, Jennifer Lopez, a Hispanic chick from New York, Lord have mercy. Guys, this woman has brought me a lot of laughs in the past 2 weeks. I've been laughing my head off. Now, a little background about her. She became famous about 25 years ago. She's currently in her 50s, like 55 or something. Maybe she was famous late 90s and early aughts. She's like a Milli Vanilli. Milli Vanilli were two Afro-German dudes that were lip-syncing someone else's voice. So that's basically what her career was about. As a matter of fact, though, she got started on a show called In Living Color. She was one of the dancers pre all the plastic surgery she had. So she was a dancer. And actually, Rosie Perez gave her the leg up, telling the guys, the Wayans brothers, to hire Jennifer Lopez. She got started as a dancer and became one of the queens of rom-coms. Romantic comedies for all my churins who don't know her background. This woman has been famous for a long time. She has closed the door on that passe celebrity narcissistic diva culture. Because of her, it's over. Now, out of the ashes of her career, now when you go down, you'll come up. So she'll probably come up when she gets real, but she's, guys, they have lambasted her on all social media. It's pretty much over. She had this persona of being an untouchable snooty diva. Very well known that she's been rude. Her husband and her men would tip waitresses, service people. She would go back and take the tips back. She's one of those old school divas, but with not the talent to warrant all this attitude. She's more stank than Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey is a sweetheart. Mariah Carey is a real diva. And she calls her fans lambs. Okay, lambs. Beyonce, she's a diva. She acknowledges all of her, the people who have inspired her. She acknowledges her fans. Taylor Swift, most famous white chick on the planet. Same thing. She's a diva. She acknowledges people. She poses with little black girls. She is not. Now, diva has lost its meaning because of Jennifer Lopez. Diva used to be like an opera singer, like a grand dame, a uber talented woman who had standards. But people like J-Lo just bastardized the term. And that diva culture is over because of her. Like I said, I've been laughing my head off. This chick, she made an album called This Is Me Now. Nobody cared. Then she made a film of video. She tried to do a Beyonce Lemonade. Lemonade was when Beyonce had a psychodramatic platform about her and her husband's infidelity. Very famous platform, Lemonade. All the videos and the influenced so many people. So she tried to bite Beyonce. Honey, Lord have mercy. This is my third time recording this. I think I laughed myself silly. So she has an album nobody wanted. She made a video platform about the album. Then she made a documentary about the making of all this crap. Are you following me? Like I said, I laughed myself silly the other three times that I recorded this show. So what she did in bringing in the beginning of the end of an era is carrying on like she's a great talent. You cannot be a stank diva if you cannot back it up. To me, she's a mediocre dancer. Britney Spears does better. She is not a singer. I saw a video of her daughter. She has these twin kids. Her daughter young girl sings better than she does. She's not a singer. It is known that people like Ashanti, this little pop R&B beautiful woman, and other women would be used. They would record the demos, and then J-Lo would come in and record on top of that, and they would lower J-Lo's voice. And basically, she's got records of other women singing that she took credit for. She cannot sing live. Now, that old school show business narc culture it's over. You can't be a diva, Milli Vanilli. You will get called out. Guys, there's so many videos of people saying, oh yeah, I was a waitress, she treated me like crap, or my dad was a limo driver, she treated him like crap, or I was an extra on her movie, extra on her video, she treated me like crap. Everybody says she treats him like crap. You're not going to hear that about Beyonce. You're not going to hear that about Tom Cruise. You might hear it about Madonna, but Madonna can back it up with some talent, okay? Madonna can back it up. You're definitely not going to hear it about Taylor Swift. Everybody loves Taylor Swift. She goes out of her way to be relatable. J-Lo is not relatable. The era of the unrelatable so-called diva is over and done. Now, if you want some laughs, and if you have the Amazon Prime, go and watch her documentary. Now, I came out of the documentary with a lot of respect for Ben Affleck. Now, they had this big romance, late 90s, early aughts. They called them Bennifer, for my churns, who weren't even born then. Oh, they called them Bennifer. She was totally in love with him. You could tell it was an imbalanced relationship. She's looking up at him with total love, and he's like, oh, Lord have mercy. I have no idea why they got back together 20 years later. So he is an Oscar-winning writer, actor, director. He is a triple threat, and the man is good-looking, okay? He's like the quintessential tall, dark, and handsome. The big chin, the dimple, the deep voice, good looks. He's really good looking, okay? But he's known as a whore master, alcoholic drug... whore master, alcoholic drug addict. Perfect match, huh? But he has been cleaning up. But what I'm making about Ben Affleck, I have respect for him because in the documentary, and by the way, I don't watch any reality shows. This was a real documentary, except I think this was a real documentary when they recorded him. So he's on camera saying, you know what? I got to give the guy credit. He's got gravitas. He knows the woman he's with is a narcissist. I guess she represents him too, but he basically said, I told her she's accomplished everything she wanted to. She pushed that rock up the hill. There's no need to do any of this. You proved it already. He's right. He also said, I believe in private life being private, but of course, I married a woman like her, so I'm expecting some things are not going to be private, but I prefer the privacy. He's saying it. He's laying the groundwork for that divorce, okay? So when he divorces her, she's going to lose her flipping mind. And he also said, after she made public, he would write her love letters. And he put all the love letters and the emails from all the time they've known each other, 2 decades, in a book, gave her this book. I mean, ladies, can you imagine a guy doing that for you? Love letters, love notes. You're like, oh my God. She shared it with musicians in the studio saying, I want you to get the vibe about the love that was never told me and Ben. Can you imagine breaching your man's privacy like that? And he said, when she shared that with these people, and he said, they call me Pen Affleck. They call him Pen Affleck. Pen Affleck. It's over. Now, what's going to come after the ashes of J-Lo being eviscerated? Rightfully so. And I think she has imposter syndrome, which is why she goes around like a haughty diva. Honey, like I said, she ain't no Beyonce, she ain't no Taylor Swift, she ain't even no Britney Spears. Come on, girl. Celebrities are going to have to get more real because you got the TikTok celebs, you got the YouTube celebs, Snapchat celebs. This is the new age. You got these Gen Alpha, you got 10-year-olds that are famous. You got 12-year-olds that are famous. You can't be faking the funk, thinking people are going to bow down, thinking people are going to look at the ground when you walk by, thinking people are going to let you steal tips, thinking that people can be treated like trash by you because you're supposed to be some elevated entity, show business entity. That era is over and J-Lo has cemented it. It's a new arts culture now, a new show business culture. And I know you like to laugh, so go ahead and look at it. But you're going to get your best viewing from the documentary just the last 10 minutes. Then she shows her children just for a little bit. Then there's Ben Affleck talking, basically telling you this woman is psychologically sick. She's a narcissist. I don't know why I got back with her. And when we break up, I'm going to come out smelling like a rose. So that's it. That was your show today for Friday, April 12th, 2024. Again, thank you so much for being here, thinking about me, recommending and subscribing. Happy birthday to all of my birthday churins. I hope you've had a beautiful day. Thank you so much for being here and listening. I am Dee Dee Dam. I love you. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Dam.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.